There is a growing awareness that success is not only determined by income, education, or luck, but also by mindset. People often operate with different class mindsets, patterns of thinking shaped by environment, experiences, and expectations. While terms like poverty, lower, middle, and wealth class can describe economic conditions, they also reflect how people view opportunity, risk, work, and value. Understanding these mindsets is not about judging others. It is about recognizing the mental frameworks that influence decisions and outcomes, and learning how to adopt beliefs that create upward momentum. A poverty mindset is often shaped by scarcity, instability, and survival thinking. When resources are limited, it becomes natural to focus on immediate needs, short-term relief, and avoiding disaster. In this mindset, money feels like something that disappears as quickly as it arrives. People may feel trapped by circumstances, distrustful of systems, or fearful of making mistakes. The future can seem uncertain or unreachable, so planning and investing may feel pointless. This mindset is not a moral failure. It is often a rational response to hardship. Yet if it becomes permanent, it can prevent people from building skills, pursuing long-term growth, or taking opportunities that require patience and confidence. A lower-class mindset may still carry many scarcity beliefs, but with a slightly wider sense of possibility. People may work hard and value stability, yet still feel limited in choices. There can be strong fear around risk because one setback can cause serious damage. This mindset may prioritize security over growth and avoid uncomfortable change. In many cases, people remain stuck not because they lack effort, but because they lack access to networks, mentors, and financial breathing room. A middle-class mindset is often built around responsibility, structure, and gradual progress. It tends to value education, steady employment, and predictable income. The goal is stability, a safe career, a home, and a comfortable lifestyle. This mindset can create a strong foundation, but it sometimes comes with hidden limitations. Middle-class thinking may avoid risk, view entrepreneurship as too uncertain, and measure success through credentials rather than value creation. The middle class often learns how to earn money, but not always how to make money work through ownership, leverage, or scalable systems. A wealth mindset, in contrast, focuses on opportunity, creation, and long-term thinking. Wealthy thinkers tend to ask different questions. How can I solve problems? How can I create value? How can I build an asset instead of just earning a paycheck? They understand that income is important, but assets are what create freedom. This mindset embraces learning, investing, networking, and adapting. It treats setbacks as feedback instead of failure and sees time as a powerful multiplier. The wealth mindset is less about showing status and more about building capability and influence. Importantly, true wealth is often not inherited. It is self-made. While some people begin with advantages, many wealthy individuals create success by identifying unmet needs and delivering solutions at scale. Wealth is frequently built by entrepreneurs, investors, and innovators who find ways to provide value that many people want. Value creation is the foundation of wealth. The more problems you can solve, the more people you can serve, and the more results you can consistently deliver, the more opportunity you generate. Calculated risk-taking is a key part of that process. Wealth rarely comes from playing it completely safe. It comes from taking smart risks, starting a business, learning a skill, investing in an idea, or committing to growth when outcomes are uncertain. The difference is that wealth builders don't gamble blindly. They evaluate risk, learn quickly, manage downsides, and keep moving forward. In the end, your mindset shapes your choices, and your choices shape your future. By shifting from survival thinking to value creation, from fear to learning, and from comfort to calculated risk, you begin to build not just wealth, but true freedom.